The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant, good Friday. It's TGIF. Thank God it's Friday, or the government is. Put your own F-bomb in there. Yeah, we all get to make fun of it because this government, as you well know, is just dying to be made fun of. Yeah, I know there's a lot of things that are not so funny happening in the big White House. Yeah, they really are truly morons up there. You have Hair Sniffer Joe and his sidekick, Chlamydia Harris. Yeah, that's what I mean. They're just ranting and raving. I still want to know what drug she's on. Anybody know? And today is your lucky day if you are a Power Hour listener, because we're going to give away another donated Rick's satellite system. Now, this is a giant dish with a receiver and cable connections in the middle and everything you need to hook it up and listen to the Power Hour on Galaxy 19 satellite, all courtesy of RickSatelliteUSA.com. Rick will even help you hook it up. So we have been asking everyone to please send in your letters and or email us if you don't have internet, or if you do have internet, rather, at support@thepowerhour.com. You can use support@thepowerhour.com for a lot of things, emailing us questions, comments, whether you're a small business, you want to advertise with us, all sorts of stuff. You know, if you've got questions about the show, guests you want to recommend, all sorts of stuff, that's what that's for. Support@thepowerhour.com. Any topics, anything you want to hear, any comments you have about the show, that's what it's for. Now, if, for example, you want to discuss anything that's going on at the Power Mall, and I have in my hot little hand right here the Joyce Riley coffee mug. Ding, 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 ding. Yep, this is a $100 donation. Get you one of these things. Got the Power Hour logo on the back. So you can sit there like me and have coffee with the memory of Joyce in the morning. And you just have to make a donation of $100 or more, and we will hook you up with one of those coffee mugs. That's how we're raising money. New thing. I know you'd like to have one. This has Joyce's picture on it with Knowledge is Power, and it's got the Constitution in the background. Last time I checked, we were a constitutional republic, and apparently one of our listeners wholeheartedly agrees. We will be reading the letter of our winner in the top of next hour when Rick Kaler joins us from Rick Satellite in Springfield, Missouri. If you want to send us a snail mail, because we have Rick, is this particular system we're giving away was donated by a Power Hour listener. They paid the $269 and bought it, and Rick is giving it away based on your letter. If you want to snail mail a letter, you can send us that letter at P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. That's where you also send your donations as well if you want to donate to the show. The thing is that this is where these letters come in, and then we go and read the letters, and Rick and the powers that be judge which one they like the best. Sincerity, all that good stuff. All right? And so, you know, that's all you got to do. And then Rick got so excited at RickSatelliteUSA.com, got so excited about the response that we've been getting from people that really want one of these satellite systems, because you only have to make a one-time purchase. That's it. And then once that thing is hooked up, you can tune into Galaxy 19, not have to worry about shortwave or anything. You get to listen to multiple stations here in the U.S. and Europe and various other places. You can watch TV channels on it. And as long as you don't plug into the internet, you're good. Government doesn't know what you're listening to or watching, right? You can stay informed. Use your mindset, discernment as to what's real and what's not real. Because there's a lot of things in America right now and the rest of the world that are not real. So we will give you that opportunity, and you can send that, again, to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. Or you can email us at support@thepowerhour.com with your letter. Now, this letter I have today is fairly lengthy, but we're going to get through this. But this is a good thing, because the Power Mall is how we stay on the air. We even have the daily deal going on where you can save products. Every day at midnight, we load a new one up. So you can go to thepowermall.com. That's where you buy everything if you're going to do it online. That simple. You can shop at our partners tab as well. And when you click on that partners tab, you see a whole list of people that are willing to give us a little something back when you buy from the powerhour.com's partners tab. But we appreciate that if you would just take 5 minutes to call or email us to let us know you did so we can get credit for the purchases. And anybody wants to sign up for the newsletter, please tell me you're getting it. If you're not, that means you're just listening to the briefs that we're reporting on and you have questions. And you can always call the show, 844-769-2944. We can have a conversation about it. Otherwise, if you're subscribing to the newsletters, you go to thepowermall.com or thepowerhour.com, click the newsletter tab on each one of these things, and you sign up. And we keep you in the loop. That simple. So, yeah, that's what keeps us going. There's a big problem, bigger than what we thought originally. This is what they're saying, all right? We've got to get this straight now because world news affects what's going on here in the good old U.S. of A. As Title 42, as we get closer to May 11th, this is when Hair Sniffer is going to end Title 42 and expand its catch-and-release network. They have sent 1,500 U.S. troops to the border, but not to keep people out. It's to process people in at a faster pace so they can lose them into the U.S. interior. We are talking about, this is some scary stuff, folks. I could almost use several expletives here, but I think TGIF, the F-bomb, that satisfies everything when you find out that we've got 700,000 migrants in Mexico waiting to rush the U.S. border. Did you understand the figure I just stated? 700,000. Do you have that many rounds? How dry is your powder? In other words, how dry is your powder? And that's the reason I do my John Kennedy, because my nephew, Bobby, who's running for president in 2024, is very much against this illegal immigration. Thought I'd let you know that he's blasting Hair Sniffer. He's not anti-immigrant. He just opposes illegal immigration. He doesn't want it. It has, hey, look at, he's Democrat. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr., we've had him on the show before. I'd like to get him back on again. Because, see, he makes so much sense for a Democrat. We've had him on. He wrote the book, The Real Anthony Fauci, for crying out loud. He's trying to expose the truth. He's against children being just jabbed with vaccines because he knows what the end result is. They're going to end up dead or sterilized. And that's not healthy, no matter how you look at it. I mean, he is a populist. I get it. And you may not like him. You may like him. I mean, the guy is right in a lot of ways. You could call him a moderate. You can call him whatever you want. But see, he doesn't like this idea. He's not anti-immigrant because, I mean, look at everybody who came to Ellis Island. We had callers yesterday on the show that even talked about this. He just opposes this 700,000 people coming across our border. Migrant shelters are overflowing in all these sanctuary cities. Chicago, of course, is, we love illegal immigrants. Yeah, tenfold increase in recent days, of course, like in New York, has taxed all their resources. They're sleeping in floors in police stations in an airport surrounded by suitcases depending on donors for food, medicine, and clothing. Donors? Really? How much money do you think these donors are going to give them before people rise up and go, you know what? You said I could have a good life if I came to America, and I ain't having a good life. So in whatever language that is, have-nots is what they're going to become. And when they become the have-nots, what do? They take from the haves. That's why I asked you how many rounds you got. See, because here's the situation, the way it looks. John Nolte at Breitbart wrote a really good article that's on our email blast. I know. I don't get internet. I get it. That's why I'm going to tell you what the article said in a nutshell. You got all these George Soros-backed prosecutors out there, such as fascist Alvin Bragg. And when Democrats stop enforcing the law, according to this article, vigilantes motivated by good and bad faith are going to step in just like they do in Haiti. Not Hades, but it could turn into Hades here in the United States of America if we don't get a handle on this situation. By the way, that illegal alien, Alder Alfonso Sotelo, that escaped from that Virginia jail on April 30th, has been caught, arrested again in Mexico. He's the one that murdered K-9 officer and sheriff's deputy Ned Byrd last year. He escaped from a Virginia jail, and the jailers didn't know he was missing for over 24 hours. How does that happen? Like Jeffrey Epstein, how does that happen? You know, and everybody says Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. Yes, see, he and Woody Allen, apparently, according to reports, made plans to socialize together every month from 2014 to 2015, a time when Epstein was already a registered sex offender who'd been sentenced to jail for soliciting a minor for sex. Wall Street Journal reported this week on a trove of documents belonging to the late Epstein, including diaries and personal schedules, showing the disgraced financier was also friendly with Lawrence Summers. Oh, my. Served as Treasury Secretary under, you know who.
I did not have sex with that woman, Ms. Lewinsky.
Yeah. And he was later president of Harvard University. Oh, my. Oh, what a web we weave. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. See, and it all comes out. I mean, what's Woody Allen been accused of? Yeah. You see, this is what happens. And now, believe it or not, Stephen Decker. You ever heard that name? Stephen Decker is a billionaire. And he has bought Epstein Island for $60 million. Believe it or not. Wow. Yeah, there's a report on that. Just thought you ought to know. You wonder what happened to his island. Well, it's been purchased. He's going to turn it into... he's the founder of private equity firm Black Diamond Capital Management, by the way. He bought both the islands, the big one and the little one, for $60 million, less than half of their initial asking price of $125 million, rather. He's going to develop a 25-room luxury resort on the property, adding that he never met Epstein, never set foot in the islands until they were marketed following Epstein's death in 2019. Well, see, now, Stephen, a little word to the wise. You're going to have to dismantle all of those cameras in each of the rooms that Epstein was using to record and blackmail people, allegedly. Oh, my. Yeah, just imagine what you're going to find when you go in there, unless they've already taken all the cameras out. You just never know, because, see, they don't want all those videos and everything else getting in the hands of people that it doesn't belong to, because, see, that would be something deep state would use to continue to blackmail most of our Congress. So, you know, allegedly, got to say that, because, God, you're treading in a gray area, Krieger, when you do this. And see, this is the same reason everybody's trying to figure out why Tucker Carlson got canned from Fox News. And if you look at all of the stories that are out there, including ones about BlackRock and ESG, it looks like these controversial stories upset Fox leadership. We can't have that. We're part of the mainstream media, Tucker. So what do we know about BlackRock? Well, they own about $1.5 billion worth of Fox News stock. And they just can't have a number one rated talk show host talking negative caca about them now, can we? That's probably one of the reasons why he got canned. It wasn't a mutual agreement. Yeah, we've agreed to part ways. Yeah, like hell they did. Yeah, you know, I mean, it was that easy for what's his Jake, the founder, Rupert, to break up with his fourth fiance now? Yeah, you just, wow. And everybody's all worried about these 700,000 migrants in Mexico. Where are they going to go? I mean, this is a foreign population larger than Boston, Massachusetts. Yeah, Pacteca and Harvard Yard. Yeah, bigger than Boston. Going to rush this border. And we got 1,500 Border Patrol agents that are going to process them in. Yes, we'll take your picture. We'll give you a cell phone. We'll give you an ID card. We'll give you a bunch of money. We'll give you all this U.S. taxpayer dollars. And you go have a nice life. Yeah, how do you think that's going to work out? Yeah, and you got the Chinese launching the TikTok apps, telling people how to get into this country, especially Chinese nationals, and we have no idea what they're going to do. They may be trained by the PLA, that's their Chinese Liberation Army, to go wreak havoc in America through cyber attacks and other forms of sabotage. We don't know yet because it hasn't happened. You ever seen that movie Salt when they talk about Day X? Yeah. Yeah, that's what they're saying about our economy. Day X is June 1st. The U.S. government is going to default on its debt. I might interject here my own personal opinion. You may have the same opinion as me. I hope they do default. Because, see, they're saying that 8 million jobs are going to be lost. This is the scare tactic. 8 million jobs in what sector? See, well, it could lose 8 million jobs. Uh-oh, I hear that. I hear that lions, and I hear it coming. 8 million jobs are going to happen? 8 million jobs? Really, if we default on the debt June 1st, according to Yellen, who's still yelling that we're going to default on the debt? Wow. Lions and what? What? What do I hear? I hear 8 million people are going to lose. Who's going to lose their jobs? Government workers? Maybe they need to lose their jobs. Maybe the government needs to shut down. They're dysfunctional anyway. They're as dysfunctional as a Viagra pill that doesn't work. There is no amount of Viagra that's going to, I don't know, maybe all the miners that are being pandered in D.C., maybe that's going to help. I don't know. You know, all we know is that sex trafficking is really big business. And you got to wonder how much of D.C. is in on it. I know you're scratching your head going, wow, that's deep. Yeah. U.S. Special Operations Command announced that it conducted its first simulated defense of Taiwan against the Chinese invasion. Boy, they really are serious about this, huh? Meanwhile, NATO on the other side believes it's obvious why Russia's been showing such an interest in the undersea infrastructure of European nations. Their suspicion cables and pipes may have already been mined, according to recent reports. Russian forces have mined European critical infrastructure with explosives, NATO leaders allegedly believe, according to an establishment media report citing military insiders. Ha ha ha. Establishment media report. Okay. Read between the lines. I'm holding up three fingers. Guess which three I'm holding up? Scout's honor. Yeah. Dennis Meadows, believe it or not, he's one of the main authors of the Club of Rome. Ever heard of them? He put out this paper, among others, called Inter Alia, The Limits to Growth. He's an honorary member of the Club of Rome, a member of the World Economic Forum. If you thought his ideology had softened and become less anti-human since the publishing of the book, you'd be wrong. A 2017 video of Meadows musing over his hopes at the coming inevitable genocide of 86% of the world population could be accomplished peacefully under a benevolent dictatorship? Peacefully, really? Like Stalin? Peacefully? That kind of peacefully? We could have 8 or 9 billion probably if we have a very strong dictatorship, which is smart according to Meadows. And people have a low standard of living, but we want to have freedom and we want to have a high standard of living, so we're going to have a billion people. And now we're at 7, so we have to get back down. I hope this can be slow, relatively slow, and it can be done in a way which is relatively equal, you know, so that people can share the experience. To me, everything that he just said is a nutball. It's no coincidence Meadows' words echo the words in the 1995 Global Biodiversity Assessment, first presented at the United Nations Climate Change Conference, COP1, which stated, an agriculture world in which most human beings are peasants should be able to support 5 to 7 billion people. In contrast, a reasonable estimate for an industrialized world society at the present North American material standard of living would be 1 billion. That's a cited in Global Biodiversity Assessment, UNEP, 1995, page 773. We actually have provided you with a copy of that page in our email blast that you can read. So they want to screw with our agriculture. We already know that. That's what they're in your face now. No more of this hiding behind, you know, secret walls. Now they're out there telling you what they're going to do and how many people are watching The View and all these other things. I mean, this is very similar. I know Roseanne Barr has changed her attitude, but, you know, we just can't escape those videos where she's singing the national anthem at a San Diego Padres game, grabbing her crotch like a baseball player. You know, there's some things you just can't let go of. And some of those factoids are actually what they've come out with these days, and they're in your face about. And that's what their intentions are. How they want to basically starve everybody. See, it's nothing like what's going on in Serbia right now. We got another terrorist attack, 8 killed, 14 wounded, including children, after a drive-by shooting came just one day after the country's first mass shooting in years at a school in the capital. Man's been arrested, of course. Doesn't matter. They're calling it a terrorist act, according to the Serbian newspaper Politika. A gunman shot at members of the public from a car. Well, that would be classified as a drive-by shooting, wouldn't it? My goodness. Don't you love the way the media writes this stuff? Canada's foreign minister said yesterday the country's considering the expulsion of Chinese diplomats over an intelligence agency report, saying one of them plotted to intimidate the Hong Kong relatives of a Canadian lawmaker. Foreign Minister Melanie Joly said her department was summoning China's ambassador to a meeting to underline that Canada won't tolerate such interference. Whatever. We'll see how that goes. It made headlines. And of course, Biden has signed an executive order to impose sanctions on Sudan. Like everybody cares. Like that's going to matter. Another useless bit of tripe. Yeah. Craziness of what's going on in the White House now, huh? I always like it when they say a White House. The White House says, I'm going, really? I didn't know White Houses could talk. I mean, if you're taking the media at their word, you're going to be sorely disappointed. Because this mainstream media is just full of pathological liars. Every time they open their mouth and use the word democracy, I just want to Nancy Pelosi. Somebody give me a bigger hammer. I need a sledge. Let's call Sister Sledge. Yeah, I need a sledge. Yeah, Pelosi, you are a nutball too. You and Dianne Feinstein and all the rest of you people. You know what really shocks me? They got all these health reports out now that says that treating Parkinson's disease is going to cost over $57 billion. Well, gee, 220 plus million people took the jab. What do you think's causing it? We all have heard about this gene modification. The therapy literally is going to cause prion diseases. And for those of you who don't know what that term means, prion is neurological. Parkinson's. You know, do we need a classic example? Oh, thank you so very much for coming. Yeah, right here on our stage, we have Kate Hepburn. Yeah, that's Parkinson's right there. Your speech wavers. You sound almost like my grandmother before she died. Yeah, their voice wavers and their hands shake. And that's a prion disease, folks. I'm not making fun of Katharine Hepburn. Just sit down. I'm trying to give you a demonstration of what Parkinson's does to a person. And that's a prion disease that messes with your head. 220 million people who got the jab have that to look forward to, among other things. The Latin term is inter alia. For those of you who have forgotten, I'm going to remind you again. Yep. All this is brought to you by the Power Mall. That's right, where you get 15% off allergy relief products now. Quercetin, silver mist humidifier additive, oregano juice, Sinu Orega, which is really good for the sinuses, Latero Flora probiotic, Living Streams multi-blend liquid probiotic, and OptiVita digestive enzymes. That's our spring sale. And we got the closeout going on in the Global Healing Center Acid Reflux and Silver Shield Sanitizer, 30% off. Gotta love it. And so with 2 minutes left before we get to the break, Brady in Vegas, what say you?
Yeah, good morning, Dave. You really put a bad thought into my head when you were bringing up Rosie O'Donnell. That was horrible, Dave. You know, it's kind of early for, you know, so I'm going to have to start out with Rosie's crotch matters.
Yeah, I know. See, and this is people watch this lame stuff on TV. And, you know, she was imitating what baseball players do on camera. They know the camera's on them, especially pitchers. And they sit there and they adjust themselves on camera. So she's making light of it after singing the national anthem, which, of course, at that time, boy, did she ever get criticized. But you see, since it's Feel Good Friday, I had to give you an example of what it means to feel good when you're trying to adjust yourself in front of the camera during Major League Baseball.
Well, that's not making me too feel too good, Dave, on a Friday. I'm just letting you know my coffee is going on really slow. But One thing you're talking about, they're mixing now the legals that are coming over, I heard from Mexico, are mixing the fentanyl with the Viagra.
Oh, no.
And the problem is, though, it's giving a new meaning to the term dead stiff.
That's almost as good as the one that I heard about the guy that he got a Viagra stuck in his throat, had a stiff neck for a week.
Oh, I heard the same thing. The guy swallowed the Viagra pill, and he's got a bad stiff back now. He walks with a crook now.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, there you go.
It is Friday. It is Friday.
It is Feel Good Friday. Hey, you've got to throw a little humor into the equation. We're at the break now, folks, 28 minutes after the hour. We got some important messages coming up that you need to pay attention to because that's what we do here on the show. It's the Power Mall time. That's right. You hear all the great products we recommend to you because we want you to stay healthy so you can keep listening to the show. Be right back.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And we are back at 32 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time. And by the way, just a little reminder for those of you who want to get your history straight, it indeed was Roseanne Barr, not Rosie O'Donnell, that did the crotch grabbing at the Padres game following the singing of the national anthem. And it was a jest. I mean, she's a comedian. That's what she does. I recently saw her on Gutfeld, and she sure looked like she's turned conservative to me. But anyway, aside from that, you know, there's so much. It's like Bill Maher. You know, I used to watch him because I liked the way he made fun of people. He made fun of the system, made fun of Republicans, made fun of. Now he's making fun of Democrats. I told you the whole system, the uniparty system, is imploding on itself. We all know that. And that's the truth of the matter. You know, see, when you have people like Tucker Carlson getting fired for exposing both sides of the coin and molesting everyone's sacred cow. Oh, yeah. That's what happens. You know, I guess we can just consider it a blessing that the black SUVs didn't roll up in his front yard. By the way, at the Power Mall, to let you know, those of you who want to grow a garden, you still have the opportunity to buy White Harvest seeds. We had Mike Knox on the show yesterday. You can get 10% off the White Harvest seed packets. Everybody needs to go there and buy them out. We don't have that many left. We're not going to be reordering seed packets this year once they're out. So if you're still debating on growing from seed this year, you need to get your seed packets now. White Harvest seed packets available 10% off this week. And so, you know, when the Power Mall opens in 30 minutes, because we're open from 8 to 4 Central, you can go online anytime, of course, and buy them, but you can call the Power Mall 877-817-9829 and get that. We also have the book, the Forever Dog Book, signed by Dr. Karen Becker. I need to get a copy of that. You get 15% off on two bags of her new Forever Dog Bites when you purchase the Forever Dog Book, signed by Dr. Karen Becker and Rodney Habib. Good book. I got to get a copy of that. We have a limited supply of the book, so you got to call and get the bundle by calling the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. No other way to get that. So, yeah, that's the bundle, 15% off the Forever Dog Bites. Those are good. My dog loves them. And, of course, don't forget, I got the Joyce Riley coffee mug. Yeah, you can have one of those, too, for your donation of over $100. We appreciate that. Dr. Becker's Bites, by the way, this is a limited time offer. Limited time partner, right? Every so often, you know, Dr. Karen Becker, man, what a blessing. Have people on there that tell the truth. You can consider that a new product, you know, for what it's worth. Because every time somebody comes up with something new and exciting, we talk about it. North American Urban Spice, as a matter of fact, put out Purely Liver. Oh, when you find out what their intention is to do with our meat supply. North American Urban Spice created Purely Liver, 100% grass-fed and finished New Zealand beef liver with no additives or chemicals as a supplement for the most nutritious food you could possibly eat. We also have, in my hot little hand, Plant Catalyst. Let me hold it up there so you can see Dr. Willard's Plant Catalyst. That is a giant bottle right there. It's a natural plant-grown alternative. It was invented more than 40 years ago by award-winning chemist Dr. John W. Willard, Ph.D. from Purdue. It's a water additive that boosts a plant's ability to more fully absorb and utilize nutrients. And, I'm excited. OptiVita has sugar to fiber and raw high power plus. Heaven's Harvest organic emergency food kits also available from the Power Mall. We appreciate that. You know, we were talking about the meat supply. There's still this commentary going on, which we gotta talk a little bit about it. Because, see, the bigger problem with the meat supply is that despite what scientists are saying, you need it. So that's one of the reasons why we talk about the idea of you growing your own or working in the community to get good beef that hasn't been molested by mRNA or anything else. Meat has been a celebrated food staple since the dawn of mankind. According to the global cabal that's working toward a complete monopoly of the food supply, and you can include Bill Gates as part of that, the eating of meat is at the core of man-made climate change because cows fart. And when they fart, they emit methane gas. Yep. Yes. According to researchers at Oxford University, meat and dairy production are responsible for 60% of the greenhouse gas emissions produced by the agricultural sector. If I catch one of you researchers at Oxford University eating a steak after making those statements, we're going to feed you to the wolves. You deserve what you get. They think that if we can eliminate all this, only they will have the real meat. We won't. You'll be eating sea bugs. We want you to eat sea bugs. Yeah, that's a good job. This is about as bad as the After School Satan Club. You ever heard of that? They're in Hellertown, Pennsylvania. A federal judge, John M. Gallagher, of the Eastern District of Pennsylvania, ruled this week that Saucon Valley School District in Hellertown, Pennsylvania, has to permit the After School Satan Club to meet and use school facilities, ruling the school district likely violated the First Amendment when it rescinded approval for club meetings at the Saucon Valley Middle School. Wow. Gallagher, of course, is an appointee of former President Trump, according to Morning Call. The After School Satan Club is sponsored by the Satanic Temple. The club doesn't worship Satan. Rather, it regards Satan as a literary figure who represents a metaphorical construct of rejecting tyranny, championing the human mind and spirit, and seeking justice and egalitarianism for all. According to the lawsuit filed against the school district, the Satanic Temple only opens after its after-school club if religious groups are already operating on campus, according to its website. So the thing is, in order to have equality, you have to ban every single kind of group from meeting there. Now, you can't just be impartial. You have to have, you know, how do people show up for these meetings? They come dressed in, they look like, you know, what's his face? Gavin Newsom with his hair, you know, put up into devil horns with all that moose or goop or whatever it is he uses in his hair. How's that work? The devil made me do it. Remember that? Remember that comedian, Flip Wilson? Yeah. Bud Light. I don't know if you heard. I mean, you obviously, if you'd been paying attention to the military, has got this one of its own. They're trying to recruit people using a drag queen. Now, in Honolulu, we call them mahu, which means either which way. And because of the fact the mahu, which are guys dressed up as women, and some of them look so good, the sailors would pick them up and take them to a hotel room where all of a sudden, whoa, look what happened. Oh, it isn't a woman. What do we do? And these guys, supposedly women, would get beat up. So they made them all wear pink bracelets, according to officials in downtown Honolulu, in the city and county of Honolulu. If they're going to patrol the streets, the mahu have to wear pink wristbands to identify them as drag. Well, see, Bud Light's CEO is shrugging off the massive consumer boycott that has slashed beer sales by 1/4 since the company's marketing managers embraced transgender advocate Dylan Mulvaney, who thinks that everybody that criticizes her and calls her a man needs to be put in jail. They need to be arrested. Oh, boy. You see how flaky this has gotten? See, this is Anheuser-Busch CEO Michael Dukakis said in a routine call with stock market analysts on Thursday, yesterday, that we have the experience, the resources, and partners to manage this. Really? I think we haven't sent a strong enough message to Anheuser-Busch. I think people need to research all of the brands Anheuser-Busch makes and stop consuming them. I mean, all of them. They make a lot of different brands. Time to pull the plug. As a matter of fact, I don't know if you heard what happened down in Folly Beach, South Carolina, but there was a bride and groom riding in a golf cart. And Jamie Komorowski, a drunk driver, creamed their golf cart, severely injured the groom hours after their wedding, and killed the bride head on. She was dead at the scene. And according to a recently surfaced photo in 2018, when she was reportedly underage, Komorowski dressed as a Bud Lightyear for Halloween, wearing a Bud Light costume. Talk about woke. Man, alleged drunk driver. Boy, she going to be doing some serious time. Wow. Smelled like alcohol, refused a blood test, all that. She refused it all. You know, see, when they get that good at drinking and they go out and kill people, you know, I wonder what's going to happen. They going to have a little revolving door and let her back out on the street again? Wow. So under COVID news, Scott Shara is posting a video about hospitals and healthcare facilities are federally mandated killing fields, the proof in our defense. For those of you who subscribe to our email blast, you can see a copy of that video. He has since filed suit against St. Elizabeth's Hospital for murdering and what he says murdered his daughter, Grace. Presidex, Ativan, morphine. Combination of the three, which was lethal, according to Scott Shara. Wow. You got to wonder about the way society is mutating even worse. You ever heard of the saying magnetic rain? Dane Wigington of geoengineeringwatch.org has posted a YouTube video. If you don't believe me, get a magnet and go out after a rainstorm. And if you see this white, crusty stuff on your windows, this particular video shows the sunroof with this white stuff on it. Looks like, you know, water stains. But somebody took a single-edged razor blade and scraped. You don't believe me? Watch the video. They scraped the top of the car like you were cutting rails of coke. Talk cocaine. I'm not talking about Coca-Cola. Come on. Come on, man. Yeah. Sniffer Joe and his ice cream cone. See, you cut with a razor blade and you push all of this composite that you scraped off your sunroof or your windshield into a little pile and put a magnet on it and watch it stick. Whoa. Make sure you get a good strong magnet. You are going to be freaked out when you see this YouTube video. Talk about magnetic rain. Everybody going to go out and try it now, right? You don't believe me, that's fine. You go look at this stuff. If it comes down in your neighborhood and they got this geoengineering climate trails and chemtrails and whatnot, you go out there and you scrape some of this off. Somebody dared to do it, and they made a YouTube video of it. And you can watch it so you can learn, and then you go out and do it for yourself, and you go, oh, my God, this really exists. Yeah. And you think that we're all just conspiracy theorists now. Plastic pollution, believe it or not, may be creating a whole new ecosystem in the ocean. It's become an unfortunate fact of life all over the world, including the oceans. All that junk floating around, whether it's from Fukushima or whatever, can pose a serious threat to many animals. A new study has found some species may have actually turned it into an entirely new ecosystem. The North Pacific Garbage Patch, not Cabbage Patch, is a huge area in the ocean where a lot of plastic waste gets stuck. This happens because of swirling water currents that bring the trash together. However, it's not just the trash that gets caught up in the mess. Researchers from Georgetown found that many sea creatures like jellyfish, snails, and barnacles also live there. Scientists took a long 80-day swim in 2019 to learn more about these sea creatures, and they asked a sailing crew to help them collect samples of the animals and plastic waste. Using computers, they planned the best route to find the areas with lots of trash and sea life. They discovered that there were more sea creatures inside the garbage patch than around its edges. The amount of plastic waste was also linked to the number of certain types of sea creatures like sea rafts, blue sea buttons, and violet sea snails. Another truism from RFK Jr. He's an old school environmentalist, of which there are very few left. Modern environmentalism was hijacked decades ago by the Rockefeller cartel, and the original Greens were kicked out. WEF and Bill Gates are using climate change to control the population. Kennedy is turning the Democratic Party inside out. Every dirty trick in the book is going to be thrown at him now to discredit or nullify his presidential bid. In the meantime, he's resonating with millions of old school Democrats who are sick and tired of today's radical left-wing and corrupt Democrat Party. And you see, this is why Biden wants all 700,000 of these people to join the millions that are already here so he can try to shore up and give everybody voting rights just in time for 2024. And just remember, if he dies in office, which has happened in the past with some presidents, you know who, Chlamydia Jane, yep, Chlamydia Kamala or Chlamydia Harris is going to be the new president. You really want that? Democrats, I think you need to start thinking about this. You really need to think about this. I don't even like that idea. That's sad. mind-reading technology. You ready for that? It can now transcribe people's thoughts in real time based on the blood flow in their brain. A study put three people in MRI machines and got them to listen to stories. For the first time, researchers claim, they produced a rolling text of people's thoughts and not just single words or sentences without using a brain implant. The mind-reading technology did not exactly replicate the stories, but captured the main points. The breakthrough raises concerns about mental privacy, as it could be the first step in being able to eavesdrop on others' thoughts. The thought police, how Orwellian. Using technology similar to ChatGPT, the technology also interpreted what people were seeing when they watched silent films or their thoughts as they imagined telling a story. Gee, that reminds me of what I just watched the other night in silent films with the story played by Robert Downey Jr. with Charlie Chaplin. He made a lot of silent films. Gee, I wonder what ChatGPT would interpret if they were reading my brain when I was watching that, because laughter for sure is the best medicine. Three stargazing events in the month of May stand out as the best chances to connect with the cosmos. During the pre-dawn hours of May 7th, the Earth is going to pass through the Eta Aquarid meteor shower, when 40 meteors may be seen per hour, with those closest to the equator getting a bigger up close than those closer to the poles. The radiant point, that is, the place where the sky where the meteors seem to radiate from, will be the constellation Aquarius, and is going to be hanging low in the southern sky or northern sky if you're in the southern hemisphere. Believe it or not, a 1956 commercial shows refrigerators back then were more advanced than they are today. Very few things that would make people nostalgic for the 50s, right? They had cool cars and pearl necklaces. They were a staple, but that time frame had its fair share of problems, even if Greece made it look dreamy. Whether you believe your life would have been way more interesting if you were Danny Zuko or not, most would agree their technology was lacking. Just makes you appreciate it. A recent post by Historic Vids on Twitter of a 1956 commercial advertising a refrigerator. However, has some people thinking when it came time to fridges, maybe they were living in the year 2056. Yeah, of course, there's no fancy touchscreen that tells you back then that the what the weather is and asks you how you'd like your ice cubed. See these smart refrigerators? Yeah, like a fruit drawer that not only pulls down so you can quickly check your inventory, it also pulls completely out. Big picture window hydrator for fruits and vegetables. Tilts down to show your supply at a glance. It also lifts out, and you could take it over to the sink when there's a fresh supply to be washed and put away. Could also be helpful and reduce the clutter in your fridge. Just makes you want out and run up. Buy one of these very expensive. And you have to, you know, you have to remember what these smart refrigerators are capable of doing. And the fact that they're able to be controlled from the outside, provided that hackers can get into your system. Lots of different things going on here. Osteoporosis. You have a problem with bone health? Yeah, we got a story about that in the email blast, talking about people that have a problem with bone issues might try switching to a Mediterranean-style diet. Managing stress, undergoing strength training, and focusing on a solid 7 to 9 hours of sleep a night by going to bed and waking up at a similar time. We have calcium. Yeah, we've got that. We've got vitamin D3 at the Power Mall, vitamin K2. Calcium and magnesium, that's right. That's the supplement right there. Available at the Power Mall. We talk about it a lot, Purely Liver and Collagen Power Plus, things that you should be purchasing when you go on the Power Mall, or call us at 877-817-9829. It's amazing how that works, right? Chance, I got a minute for you. What's up?
Good morning, Dave Meister. Come on, man. Come on, my best friend. Come on, man. My best friend, Grun Pop, told me, don't go walking out in the rain in Bermuda shorts or I'll get magnetic rain on my hairy legs.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, Hey, Dave, let me tell you. The weather here is so cold. It's strange, man. I'm wondering if all the cows over here are belching and farting overtime here, man, because it's like in the 40s. You think they're eating Mexican food, Dave?
I don't know. Happy Cinco de Mayo to you, by the way.
I think all the cows are celebrating eating guacamole or something, man, because it's down in the 40s. Dave, have a great day now, Dave.
You too. Thank you so much. God bless. We're going to be back with Rick Kaler at the top of the hour to give away another satellite system from RickSatelliteUSA.com. Oh, you're going to want to hear who the winner is and what his letter was. We'll be back after these words. Stay with us.
Affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829.
Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.